Linda Sarsour, Pelosi doing dirty work of powerful white men with anti-Semitism condemnation. By Joshua Kaplan on March 6, 2019. Linda Sarsour, co-leader of the embattled Women's March, attacked House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, as House Democrats draft a resolution condemning anti-Semitism following blowback from Representative Ilhan Omar's, DMN, latest anti-Semitic remarks. Omar became the center of controversy after suggesting last week that lawmakers are pressured by pro-Israel groups to take a pledge of allegiance to a foreign country. I want to ask, why is it okay for me to talk about the influence of the National Rifle Association, or fossil fuel industries or Big Pharma, and not talk about a powerful lobbying group that is influencing policy? The Minnesota Democrat asked during a forum at a books tour with fellow freshman Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME. Some of Omar's allies are furious with the latest attempt by Democrats to punish the freshman congresswoman for her repeated anti-Semitism. Nancy is a typical white feminist upholding the patriarchy doing the dirty work of powerful white men, Sarsour wrote in a blistering Facebook post. God forbid the men are upset, no worries, Nancy to the rescue to stroke their egos. Late Tuesday evening, Pelosi and Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, DMD, announced the resolution condemning anti-Semitism was updated to include language condemning Islamophobia. The text was added following an outcry of support from Omar in the House. The freshman congresswoman has yet to comment on the resolution, which is expected to be unveiled Thursday. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel, DNY, scolded Omar last Friday for suggesting that pro-Israel politicians hold allegiance to a foreign country and demanded the freshman congresswoman apologize for her vile anti-Semitic slur. I welcome debate in Congress based on the merits of policy. But it's unacceptable and deeply offensive to call into question the loyalty of fellow American citizens because of their political views, including support for the U.S.-Israel relationship, Engel said in a statement. Her comments were outrageous and deeply hurtful, and I ask that she retract them, apologize, and commit to making her case on policy issues without resorting to attacks that have no place in the Foreign Affairs Committee or the House of Representatives, the New York Democrat continued. Even if Omar apologizes yet again, the wheels are in motion to recruit a primary challenger to run against her in 2020. She is rapidly making herself a pariah in Congress, rather than an effective representative for her constituents, State Senator Ron Latz said of Omar's recent comments regarding Israel. In recent weeks, the Minnesota Democrat apologized for suggesting the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, IPAC, bribes Republican lawmakers into supporting the Jewish state. She only did so after House Democrat leadership issued a statement of condemnation and called on her to apologize.